He had a good laugh.
Yeah, he did, but his references were not making us feel any younger.
Well, you
Larry, there's a guy on the line right now who wants to know if Booth really killed Lincoln.
You're the one with old references all the time. Nipsey Russell, and what's his other one, Chris? You always give him a hard time for
Marlon Briscoe.
Wilford Brimley.
Yeah. Oh, boy. It's time for a check of the news, the traffic coming up. Hey, this is young and hip. What? Knock, knock jokes.
Oh, we got to move that.
But it's really more little kids. It's not an old thing.
Yeah, usually you hear
little kids tell knock, knock jokes. Today,
it's national knock, knock joke.
Who proclaims these things? It's national. It's national knock, knock joke day. And I maintain there are no good knock, knock jokes.
Well, they're all...
Little kids tell them, and they're cute because they're little kids, but they're just not funny.
If we open the phones, the first thing we have to say is nobody can do the banana who, orange and glass, banana.
Rule.
That one and madame who, madame foot's caught in the door. That one I'm completely sick of.
Yeah, okay. Well, if you do have a decent joke, we'll give you tickets for a really funny, stupid movie, Borat, we're going to premiere tomorrow night. And if we pick yours as the best knock-knock joke, we'll give you wrestling tickets, all right? They just went on sale Saturday, WWE coming to town, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do that coming up here after a quick break at a check of the news and the traffic. And Jim Kelly, a little over a half an hour under the helmet. After 8, we promise, because for 3 days in a row now, we've been putting her off. You can't
put off Nina Hartley.
Nina Hartley, adult film star, after 8 o'clock. And then after that... a guy who invented something near and dear to the hearts of Western New Yorkers, especially those in Cheektowaga.
He invented the Apple Tree Mall.
No. And it wasn't, what was the other you said? The screen over the garage.
Screen over the garage. Another buffalo. That is just the, look, we got a brand new room. It's got a rake, just like our living room.
All that is coming up, but Chris has a look at the news brought to you by It's Just Lunch. What's going on?
Senator John, at 710, that's your news on 97 Rock.
All right. Right now, if you go to 97rock.com, you can win Bill's tickets, courtesy of M&T Bank. Check it out, 97rock.com, hosted by Online Media. And we'll have more Bill's tickets to give away this week. But people are already standing by with knock-knock jokes. I don't think there's any good ones. It's only cute because little kids tell them. If you got a good
These
one.
These aren't little kids, right?
No. Well, I don't know. Right. Little kids are all right, too. But no?
I guess.
You hear them at home.
I just, you know, don't forget, Nina Hartley's coming up.
Hey, it's something for everyone, right?
And they got to make sense. They can't be like one of those knock, knock and try to make it Joel who? Joel Giambis, that's doing a good job.
So 644-9797, good knock, knock jokes, could win movie passes to go see that new movie Borat. And the best one gets tickets for WWE.
Been there, done that. And if it wasn't for the pictures, they wouldn't remember a thing.
Hi.
Norton in the morning.
Where am I?
97 Rock.
They may hunt rules.
97 Rock. Workforce traffic.
If you're Jared and drive.
I had a sex time with my mother-in-law.
Now back to Norton in the morning on 97 Rock.
All right, it is, I don't know why, but National Knock Knock Joke Day. That was a clip from the movie Borat. We're giving away tickets to our premiere if you've got a good knock-knock joke.
Yes, just give us a call.
If it exists. I'm not sure it's possible.
The cute ones are killing me.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's see what we got.
Hi, 97 Rock.
Hey, I got a...
All right, so we had two knock-knock jokes that really made us laugh there. All right, see if one of those guys wants to go to... did you find the wrestling sheets there? WWE. Tickets just went on sale Saturday, but they're going to win some, and the other folks got movie passes. We'll premiere Borat tomorrow night for 97 Rock. It's going to be sunny for a while, but cooler. High only 51 today, 37 now. Jim Kelly coming up under the helmet after 8. Nina Hartley, we promise. And then something big invented for Buffalo. Well, we thought it was invented in Buffalo, but it's big in Buffalo. Talk to the guy that invented it. 97 Rock and Rush. Local radio made in Buffalo, and sports coming up here with Paul, then Jim Kelly under the helmet, and then for 3 days, she's been wanting to tell us about her new book, Nina Hartley, adult film star, known best from something you could say, or?
The early days of movies.
Like 70s, you're saying?
Yeah.
Or 80s?
And she is someone that has been very vocal about freedom of speech and that kind of stuff. She did all the Geraldo shows and all that about, you know, I'll tell you where she first came into light.
Oh.
Do you know? It was she was the one that was saying that in the industry is not rifles to people's heads during when Linda Lovelace was saying she was forced into stuff. She was during that era.
Right. Yeah, but, she said she likes it.
She was in Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights was a mainstream movie she was in.
Well, Nina Hartley coming up here after 8. And then we were saying...
I can't tell you the names of any of her other movies.
No?
Wayward Nurses, Hotel O, and most of the other ones I can't say on the air.
But her thing now is she does instructional videos. She's either got her doctorate or something. And
well,
she's
got this book out that she wants to talk about, but we'll talk to her about other stuff, too.
Supersize It.
There you go.